Morning. Today's daf in Kedushin Pei Aleph. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is only Gabriela Bashmuel. Two more days of Masechta Kedushin. We are now on the Mishnah on Pei Amud Beis. And this is your site. Zecher Nishmas Moshe
Ben Pinchas
HaKohen. Shamsha Ben Aliyah. The Mishnah is on Pei Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going to speak about the Isser of Yichud. As we wind down now to the end of the Masechta, so the last sugya of the Masechta, a couple more Mishnahs to go, a couple more sugyas to go, but the last main sugya coming up in the Masechta dedicates itself to the topic of Yichud. My speculation is that after the Perek has been discussing at length the issues of Yichus and general care in terms of maintaining family genealogy and family purity, so the Mishnah now just speaks in overarching topics here specifically about how to behave with women and how to make sure that in any type of contact with women, so that the moral behavior is going to still be upstanding. The Mishnah over here assumes that we know that there is an Isser of Yichud, the source for the Isser of Yichud. So as we know the way the Mishnayos work, the Mishnah is not going to give us the source. The Mishnah is just going to simply tell us the parameters and the rules, and the Gemara is going to give us the source. Although from the Gemara itself, there's no clear-cut source that there's an Isser of Yichud. The way it is generally presented by the Rishonim is that there's an Isser of Yichud with an Erva. If a woman is an Erva to a man, so there's an Isser of Yichud. He cannot seclude himself with that woman in a secluded area. We'll discuss more about the parameters of that over the course of this entire discussion. And then various rabbinic decrees were enacted on top of the basic Isser Yichud. There is an Isser of Panu Ala Pnuya, a single man and a single woman, that was added on by the Chachamim. And then there's an Isser Goy. There's also an Isser that a man cannot, a woman cannot be Mithyachit together with a Goy. That's the general presentation of the Isser of Yichud, that the Isser Daraisa is on Arayus, and then Panoy al Pnuya and Goy are additional rabbinic enactments. Although that, even though I presented it, in a classic way, that even that is not that's not agreed to by everybody. But anyway, let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to give us the basic parameters of the Isser of Yichud. The Mishnah says, "Lo tisyachid adam im shtei nashim." Man cannot seclude himself with two women, even though there are two women. That still would be a prohibition, a violation of Yichud. Aval isha achas misyacheded im shnei anashim. But one woman could seclude herself with two men. Obviously, there's a discrepancy in terms of the numbers regarding Yichud for men and women. The Gemara is going to obviously ask the question, why should there be a difference? And the Gemara is going to give an answer. Stay tuned, the Gemara is going to discuss. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Ish Echad Misyachid Im Shein Hashem. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that one man can seclude himself together with two women. Bizman Sheishto Imo. Now, the reading we have of the Gemara is that Rabbi Shimon is saying that a man can seclude himself with two women, but only provided that his wife is together with him. And they could stay together in the same inn, in the same hotel, as long as his wife is together with him. His wife is going to protect him. A man can seclude himself with his mother, with his daughter, and can even be staying together in the same hotel room. The Mishnah actually goes one step further. They could be in the same bed. Now, once she gets old enough, so they're going to have to be sleeping in clothing. Okay. Obviously, a number of things to be discussed over the course of the Mishnah. Just a simple, the simple presentation of Rabbi Shimon seems a little bit strange. Rabbi Shimon says that a man could seclude himself with two women, but only if his wife is together with him. If you take a look at Tosfos over here, the top Tosfos on the Amud, after a little bit of discussion over the over that line of Rabbi Shimon, he says that the girsa of the Mishnah needs a little bit of work. And if you take a look at the end of the Tosfos, the Kach Nir Lari. Tosfos over here offers the following pshat within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Lakach Nir Lari, I'm more than halfway down in the Tosfos, first Tosfos on the Amud, del Rabbi Shimon, Eino Aser Elek Shein Ishto Imo Davka, V'hachi Garcinan. Tosfos says, we're going to say the pshat in Rabbi Shimon as follows. That Rabbi Shimon argues with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that a man cannot seclude himself with two women. Rabbi Shimon says, no, a man can seclude himself with two women. Then v'hachi garsin and Rabbi Shimon Amar af isha chamitzachnim shtein Hashem. So point number one of Rabbi Shimon is that he disagrees with the Tanakama. Tanakama says that a man cannot seclude himself with two women. Rabbi Shimon says no, a man can seclude with two women, meaning two women would be enough of an inhibition so that the man would not violate any isra beyond that. Uvizmanch ishto imo. Now, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon is making a new point. This is not a connected point. This is a new point. Of his manchi ishto imo. Now, when his wife is with him, yashnei mahim bepuntiki mimneshi ishto mishamarto. So then, with his wife together with him, so they can go even one step further. In other words, beyond yichud, they can also, if necessary, for whatever reason, they can even be sleeping in the same room together as long as his wife is with him. Ve'asanafila rabbanan. Now that point over there, that's not a Rabbi Shimon point. That's now a new point in the Mishnah, which is not even a subject for a debate. Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama both agree that once your wife is together with you, so then you can. So then basically, there's no longer prohibition of yichud because your wife is going to protect you. And it could be that as long as your wife is with you, you could be with one other woman, and that won't be a problem. That won't present a problem. So the way Tosfos reads the Mishnah, these statements of Rabbi Shimon are really two separate statements. In fact, the second statement is not a Rabbi Shimon statement. The second statement is another generic statement made in the Mishnah. Okay. So that is what we have so far in the Mishnah. Really, the Mishnah presented to us very minimal amount of information regarding the Isser of Yichud. What we know from the Mishnah so far is that there's an Isser of Yichud with one man and two women, although Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that point. What we know from the Mishnah is that two men and one woman, there is no Isser of Yichud. And then the Mishnah says that under certain circumstances, a man could be with a particular erva, meaning a man could be with his mother, a man could be with his daughter. Obviously, they are arayas to him, and yet the Mishnah says that for them, there is no Isser of Yichud. That's all we got from the Mishnah. We don't have any source. We don't have any background information regarding the Isser of Yichud. Let us begin with the Gemara. The Gemara is going to fill in a lot of the gaps. My time of what is the reason? Meaning, as Rashi says, the first Rashi on the Gemara, Lo Sisyachim Shtein Hashim Ki Isha Shemisyachta Im Beis Hashem. The Gemara immediately turns to the discrepancy in the Mishnah, where a single man cannot be with two women, but meanwhile, a single woman can be with two men. Why should that be? My Tan Debeva Eliyahu Hov Nashim Daitan Kalos Aleim. So women are literally light-minded. What that means, Rashi, is Shtehem Nochos Lehispatos. Meaning in the area of arayos, so they're going to be a little bit more eager to please. That's probably a good way to describe Rashi. In other words, as opposed to when you have two men, so two men were going to stop one another from engaging in any type of immoral behavior, sexually illicit behavior, but when it comes to two women, being that women are generally speaking going to be more eager to please, so therefore even if there are two women and one man, so the two women will not necessarily prevent any type of behavior because they're just simply more interested in pleasing. Now the Gemara turns its attention to the question of source. Where is the source in the Torah for this issue? Of Yichud. Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Remez LiYichud Min HaTorah Minayin. So the Gemara, you could see right away, the Gemara is a little bit ambiguous in presenting the source. Meaning, the Gemara starts off by saying the words Mena Hanimili, which means here comes the source. And then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shmuel saying Remez LiYichud Min HaTorah Minayin. Well, we're not, the Torah is not going to say so explicitly, but there's a hint, there's an allusion to the Isra of Yichud in the Torah. So already you could pick up on the ambiguity where the Gemara is not being very clear in terms of whether that this is a bona fide source or is this an asmachta. It's just simply a remez in the Torah. Shenema, the Torah says, Ki yasischa achicha ben imecha. What's going to happen is that you're going to have family members who are going to try to entice you to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and the Torah says that you should try your hardest to avoid the temptation. Meaning, even though they're family members, still, you should avoid temptation. The way the Torah presents it is that it's even going to be a family member as close as your brother. What is strange regarding this pasuk is it says, Ki yasischa achicha, your brother is going to try to tempt you, and it's your brother Ben Imecha, and he's going to be the son of your mother. meaning, okay, that's good. He could also be the son of your father. And in a, you know, somewhat stable family, he can even be the son of both, your mother and your father. Obviously, the Torah is trying to make a point by saying it's ben imecha. So, v'chi ben aim, mesis, ben av, eno mesis. And here the Gemara articulates the question, don't understand. Only your maternal brother is going to try to entice you. Your paternal brother is not going to try to entice you. Ella, lam lecha ben misyachin im imo. So the Gemara says, and although this is not the main topic of the pasuk, and it's certainly not the pasuk pshat in the pasuk, but the Gemara says this, and that's why the Gemara referred to it as a remez. It's an illusion. What the Torah is allowing a man to do is be alone together with his mother. Meaning, even though your mother is an erva to you, the Torah grants permission and allowance for you to be alone with your mother. Ben misyachin im imo. V'asul yisyachin im kol ha'raisha b'Torah. And being that that's the only erva that the Torah allows you to be with, so therefore, all other arayos are off. Meaning, you cannot be secluded together with any one of the other arayos in the Torah for fear that you're going to be violating the iser of arayos. That is the source of the Gemara gifts. So as I mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, so most Rishonim, when they present it, they say that the Isser of Yichud is an Isser in the Torah. By the way, even those Rishonim say that the Isser of Yichud is an Isser in the Torah, you're certainly not going to get Malkus for the Isser of Yichud. Now, even though I just said that, you're going to see later in the Gemara, the Aramaraim are going to give Malkus over Yichud. But that's not Malkus min HaTorah. That's Malkus min HaRabbanan. That's just simply the Chachamim trying to legislate behavior, even though it's not a formal violation of the Torah. We'll talk more about that later. But there's not going to be Malkus, and even if you hold that Yichud is an Issa Daraisa, it's not an Issa Daraisa where it's a lav, it's a formal lav, the Torah says lo or al or pen, in other words, or hishamer. It's not a formal lav, but still, in the context of our Gemara, what we just learned together, the remez that was just given the Torah was specific to Arayas, meaning that the Issa Torah, if it's an Issa Torah, the Issa Torah is specific to Arayas. And then after that, the Panu El Apnuya, the Yichonim Agai, so those are rabbinic enactments that were tacked on afterwards. Okay, after the Gemara quoted this pasuk and gave a unconventional pshan, the pasuk pashta dekra b'mayk siv. Gemara says, as long as we're here, can we just simply say a simple pshat in the pasukim? Amar Abaye lo mi bai kamar. So Abaye says, sure, we'll say a simple pshan in the pasukim. Lo mi bai ben av desanile v'ayisle etzos raos. So the Gemara says, look, if it's a paternal brother, you know he's coming after you. You know he doesn't like you. And as Rashi points out, the reason why your paternal brother doesn't like you is because eventually what you're going to end up becoming, like it or not, is business partners. Although it may be temporary business partners, but you're going to be business partners. You're going to have a Yerusha, you and your brother are going to have to split. And so therefore there is a built-in subtle animosity that exists between paternal brothers. So if it's your paternal brother who's going to try to entice you to be over to Avodah Zarah, that you should expect, and it goes without saying. It's kind of like, we could have seen that coming. Ella afilu ben aim de lo sanilei, but your maternal brother, meaning if he's only your maternal brother, so there's not any money in the relationship. You're not going to be fighting over Yerusha. So really, all he is to you is just simply a brother. Now, if all he is just simply a brother, so then we're good. So I might have thought that, listen, he's not coming at you. He doesn't have animus to you. So listen to him. So Kamash Blan, so the Torah says that's when you have to put up your biggest defense. When in with somebody that you know likes you and you know is not out to get you, that's when you have to be most defensive. If he's telling you to be over to Avodah Zarah, so you have to make sure and be ready for that. Okay, so far we said an unconventional pshat in the pasuk that got us to the Isser of Yichud. It's a remez to the Isser of Yichud. We said a more conventional pshat in the Torah and the pasuk, and now we go back to our Mishnah and name Amasis in the Loka Abashal. It would seem like our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Abashal. Tanya, the Gemara quotes a brisa called Shoshim Yom Yotze Bechek VeNikbar BeIsha Achas Ushnei Anashim Avalo BeIsh Echad Ushtei Nashim. The Brisa over here, we're quoting, it's a Brisa from Smachos, and unfortunately deals with the burial, Rachman Litzlan, the burial of a newborn. And what the Brisa is telling us is that if it's a newborn who died, and it's under 30 days of age, so you don't have to go through the standard burial procedure that a Jew normally goes through. So as long as the baby's under 30 days of age, so the baby can be taken out in a chayk, meaning not, you don't need a coffin, you don't need a bier, just simply to be taken out in the woman's lap, and it's a small burial. Nikbar b'isha achas v'shtei anashim, could be one woman, two men, but not isha achad v'shtei anashim, but not one man and two women, because even though you're en route to a burial, there's still a concern of yichud, and so therefore the Bryson Smachos tells us that you have to make sure the numbers work out based on what we learned together in our Mishnah. Then the Brisa in Smachos brings in the opinion of Abishal. Abishal mer af b'isha achad v'shtei nashim. So Abishal says it could be one man together with two women, meaning Abishal does not make a differentiation. As long as you have an extra person, both on either the male side or on the female side, so then it's not going to be a violation of yichud. That is the opinion of Abishal. So what the Gemara just simply is observing is that our Mishnah does not seem to be going like the opinion of Abishal. The Gemara says you don't have to say that. Afilutema Abishal. You could say that our Mishnah is in agreement with Abishal. Bishas Aninos Tavir Yitzrei. So maybe what we could say is the following. Look, that opinion of Abishal is given in the context of burial. It could be that burial is such a somber moment, in such a somber mood, that the Yetzahara is not as powerful at that point in time. That is the opinion of Abishal. So it could be that Abishal totally agrees with our Mishnah, but in a limited context, Abishal would allow for a man to be together with just two women. V'rabanan savre la k'rabi Yitzchak. So, and as far as the Chachamim are concerned, they are of the opinion that even under the most somber of moods, there is still going to be just as much of a concern of Arayus, and the Isser of Yichud is just as much in force. In fact, the Gemara says, he subscribes to Rav Yitzchak, Dam Rav Yitzchak, Mai is onen adam chai gever al chataso. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Eicha, and the Gemara darshens this pasuk. Afilu b'shas aninu so. Even when a person is in state of onen, of aninus, the most intense period of mourning, shal adam yitzro misgaber love, still, a person is in full force. Meaning, he still has as much of a Yetzer Hara as he did in any other state of being, in any other mood. And so therefore, according to the Chachamim, the laws of Yichud are going to be just as is going to be standardized under all circumstances. Now, as far as Abishal is concerned, he also knows the Pasuk in Eicha, and as far as he's concerned, the Pasuk in Eicha speaks to a totally different idea. The Pasuk in Eicha is talking about somebody who is complaining about all the suffering that he has in this world. And the Pasuk in Eicha is to be understood in the following context. Why is a person complaining about all the midos that are given to him? Meaning that he has certain sufferings in this world, and a person complains, and the Pasuk in Eicha is telling us there's no reason why you should complain. Dayo chayim shenasati lo. Are you alive? Are you living? If you are, that's enough to be thankful for. And any yisurim that you get on top of that is just simply not worth complaining about. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi over here, Ma'itonin Adam Chai. No. Yeah. I'm sorry, yes. Ma'itanin Adam Chai Rashi, Lama Yitanin Adam Chai, Lama Yitraim Adam al Hakaros Abos Alav, Acher Kola Chesed Sha'ani Yoseimo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look, I've done tremendous chesed for you. Shenasat lo chayim, meaning you're alive. Velo hevesi alav misa. In other words, you're not dead. So for that alone, person should have tremendous gratitude to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so this went wrong and that went wrong, and there's plenty to complain about. But when all said and done, you're alive. So there's really nothing to complain about. And that is how Abba Shalom understands the pasuk in Eicha. V'rabanan, ki o maisa da'i isasa da'ava uvda va'afikte. Now, as far as the Chachamim are concerned, so they're not going to they're not going to argue anymore of Pshan the pasuk in Eicha, meaning they already said they're Pshan the pasuk in Eicha, and now as far as the Chachamim are concerned, the Chachamim are just simply going to say, look, I'm going to give you anecdotal evidence that the Yetzirah is just as strong in a time of Aninus as it is any other time, and the Gemara just makes a very veiled reference to an incident. The Gemara says somebody was taken out, and you know what happened, and the Gemara doesn't give us much detail. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi, as you would expect, gives us a little more detail in terms of what exactly was this reference, what is this anecdotal piece of evidence. Rashi writes, Afilo Tabir Yitzrek in the Gemara, Yeshlachus Pamim She'ein Bo Aninus, V'osin Atzmam Ki'ilu Osim Tinok. Makes v'yotzim le'avrei. So the Gemara says sometimes what people will do is they're not actually in a state of aninus, but they will pretend to be in a state of aninus only so that they can do immoral behavior. Ki ha'uvda da'hava uvda ba'hi isasa va'afikta le'tinok chai b'cheskas meis. Rashi tells the story, fills in the gaps, where there was an infant. The infant was not dead. But what this group of people did is they pretended as if the infant were dead, lasa savera, only so that they can go off to a different place to quote-unquote bury the baby. They're not really burying the baby. They're just simply making a ruse in order so that they would go to a different place, a more secluded area. Ima halechima lekovro. Okay, so that is one pshat that Rashi says. We take a look at Rashi, says another pshat as well. But anyway, but that's basically the Chachamim is response to Abba Shaul. Even Abba Shaul, if you're right, that the that maybe the Yetzer Hara is a little bit more mitigated when the when we're talking about during a burial, still the people will sometimes even just pretend in order so that they can do immoral behavior. Aval Isha Achas. We're now in the Gemara. We're towards the bottom of Payam and Beis. We're at the two dots. A single woman. Amar Avihud, Amar Rav. Lo Shanu Ela Bikshir Maval Beprutzim Afilo Be'asar Nami Lo. So the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav quotes a halacha. You're going to see a lot of statements of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and Rav throughout these halachas of Yichud. In our Mishnah, we said that that two men cannot be together with a single woman. Two men can be together with a single woman. The Mishnah gives such an allowance. Rav Yehuda Rav says that's only when the men are upstanding men. But if the men are not upstanding, now I know it's a built-in irony in the Gemara. If they're not upstanding men, so then they may not be too particular about the halacha. But I guess what we could say is that we're talking now from the perspective of the woman, meaning the woman should not say, well, it's okay because it's two men and therefore it's all right. So what Rav Yehuda Rav is saying to the woman is, no, that halacha, that there's no yichud, is only when they're upstanding, when they're ksherim. But if they're prutzim, no. And the Gemara says, have a maisa v'otziah asar b'mita. So the Gemara tells another story, another tragic story, where 10 men took a woman out, b'mita, they took her out in a coffin. And again, under the ruse that she was dead, she was not, she was alive. And again, they took her out in order to behave immorally with her. I'm Rav Yosef.
If it's a man of high standard, then why would it be a favor with two women, which is high standard?
No, but we're talking right now.
Same thing there.
You could say the same. For sure, you could say the same thing.
But we don't. One man and two women. And
no, but that's so just the Gemara already. Yeah, but the Gemara already addressed that, though. The Gemara says that women generally are more eager to please. But in terms,
is a man of high standard. What's the difference? Obviously, he's not a high standard.
Okay, fine. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef teitz the metabri be'asara v'gan v'kshura v'lo mechzeve mehadade. When you have a group of men who are interested in doing an avera, so they're not going to be embarrassed from one another. Gemara just gives a simple example where sometimes you have a beam, one person can't carry the beam, two people can't carry the beam. Sometimes you'll need a group of 10 men to carry the beam, and as long as they are all interest in stealing, so they're not going to be embarrassed in front of one another. Hey, you're stealing, so am I. I mean, that's why we're here. We're here to steal. So you'll have 10 men carrying the beam, and even though they're all of them committing a veir in front of one another, they're not going to be embarrassed from one another. That's the mashal. The nimshal obviously is same thing with arayos. That even though, normally speaking, you think that a man would be embarrassed in front of another man doing arayos, if they're all on the same purpose, on the same goal, so they're not going to be embarrassed from one another. Nema misayele. Now what we seem to have is a support over here to this halacha, that this idea that there's no yichud when they are two men and there are two only upstanding men, so maybe we could bring a proof for that from the Mishnah in Sota. We know that once a woman is declared to be a Sota, where after a warning and after seclusion, she then is taken to Yerushalayim where she's going to be drinking the Mei Sota, because the Edom did not see what happened in the room. Not two Edom, not even one Ed saw what happened in the room. They just know that she secluded herself with that man. So then they're going to go to Yerushalayim so she can drink the Mei Sota. And the Mishnah describes that Mosrim lo shnei tamid chachamim shem yavo la baderech. So they're going to have two people who are going to accompany the husband and wife over to Yerushalayim, and they're going to be tamid chachamim. And the Gemara over here notes they're specifically going to be tamid chachamim. Tamid chachamim in shadam lo. So why do they have to be tamid chachamim? So right now we think the pshat is because the only time that it's not going to be nisr yichud is going to be when the men are upstanding men, and that's why there's a need for tamid chachamim. And this supports Rav Yehuda Merav, but to which the Gemara says, "Lo." Shani tamid chachamim diadei laasriyei bay. So the Gemara says, "No." The requirement over there of tamid chachamim has nothing to do with the halacha of Rav Yehuda Merav, but it has to do with an entirely different issue, and that is the following. We know, because we remember from back in Masech Tosota, that the only time that the maim is going to be bodek, that the water is going to check her out and give us a positive result in terms of whether or not she committed an avera, she did not commit an avera, is only if, after she's declared to be a sota, the husband and her did not have relations. If her and her husband, after the kinoin, after the stira, if they have relations after that point in time, the mayim is not going to be bodek. And so, this halacha is going to be reminded to them by the Tamid HaChachamim. The Tamid HaChachamim know this, they understand this, and they're going to communicate that to them en route to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why you need Tamid HaChachamim. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. We are now on the very top of Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. Lo Shna Ela Be'ir. Ava Baderech Aichiyu Shlosha. This halacha in our Mishnah, that as long as there are two men, there's no Isra of Yichud, is only when they are stationary in a city. But if they are en route, so Achu Shlosha, then if in order for there not to be an Isra of Yichud, there has to be three. Why? Shamitzarech Echa Mehem Lashtin, V'nimtza Echa Mitzachin Ima'erva. Because if I only had two, and you're traveling, so one's going to have to go to the bathroom, leaving her together alone with only one man, and so therefore there would be an Isra of Yichud. So you have to take that into account when traveling, and therefore when traveling, in order for there not to be an Isra of Yichud, there has to be three men. Name of Messiah L.A. So once again, the Gemara is going to try to use this mission Sota as proof for this halacha. Mosim lo shen tamid chachamim shama yavol la baderech. Shrei v'iyu hatlasa. So let's count now this party that's going to Yerushalayim. This party that's going is made up of two tamid chachamim plus the husband plus the wife. So that's three men and one woman. So this would seem to be a proof. So once again, the Gemara says it's not. Ki hasam ki hechdin havo la sahande. So once again, the Gemara says no. That has nothing to do with the halachas of Yichud. That has to do again with the idea that you'll have two tamid chachamim serving as, if necessary, witnesses to testify that they were either behaved on the route to Yerushalayim or they didn't behave. Rav and Rav Yehuda v'kazli be'orcha v'ka'azli ha'isasa kamayu. Rav and Rav Yehuda were walking on the way, and there was a woman now who happened to have been going the same direction they're going. Amle Rav le Rav Yehuda dal karecha mikami gehenim. So Rav says to Rav Yehuda, you better pick up the pace. Right? Lift up your legs in front of Gehenna. Meaning, let us not keep pace with her. Let us go way ahead of her. And we don't want to be walking together with her. Because in doing so, we would be violating the Isra of Yichud. So Amalei v'ham marhu d'amar b'ksherim shapirdami. So Rav Yehuda says to Rav, wait 1 second. We're two men. That's one woman. Isn't everything okay? Meaning, don't the numbers work? So Amalei mi yemer d'b'ksherim kagon anav'at ela kagon mai kagon Rabbi Chanina bar papi v'chaveiro. V'chaveirav. So the Gemara. So Rav says to Rav Yehuda, it's rather remarkable. It's rather unbelievable. Rav says to Rav Yehuda, look, I know that when two men, it's not nisr of yichud, and I know that regarding k'shirim, it's fine. And you think you and I are k'shirim, but you and I, says Rav. Rav is saying this. Just if we could just digest that for a moment. Rav says, but we're not k'shirim, meaning the you want a kasher. So he points to an amara who had exceptional midos, right? The Gemara earlier with Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. End of the first parak. So but in other words, you need somebody with real exceptional midos. But you and I, we don't make the cut. We're not considered k'shirim, and therefore for us, the two of us is it's not going to be good to be secluded with this one woman. Okay, was he saying this as a? Was he giving a baseline halacha that in order to be a kasher you need to be somebody of such a high standard of Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa? Was he saying this just as an extra chumra? So not clear in the Gemara, but one can easily argue and speculate that he was saying this just as an extra chumra, meaning that it's hard to imagine that Rav and Rav Yehuda don't qualify as k'sherim.
How can he say that about Rav Yehuda?
Right, correct, correct. That's a great point. That's a great point. Right. Okay. Amar Rav Malkin al Yichud ve'inosin al Yichud. Now, I know I said earlier this morning, okay, I sometimes listen to myself as well. I know I said earlier this morning that you're not, even if you're of the opinion that Yichud is an Issa Dorai, so you're not going to get Malkus. I'm sticking by that. That's correct. Because it's not a formal Isser in the Torah. It doesn't have the formalities of starting, opening up with the words of Al or Pen or Lo or Hishamer. There's no Isser per se in the Torah of Yichud, even if it's a Torah concept. However, Rav, Malkin al Yichud, he would give Malkus for Yichud. He would give Malkin of a Yichud. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi immediately picks up on this. Rashi says Mardus, meaning we're talking about Malkus Midrabanan. If somebody is secluding himself with a woman, Rav wanted to negate that behavior. This is not the first time in our very own Masechta that we see Rav gives Malkus for nothing wrong per se, meaning I say wrong, I mean in Issa Daraisa, but just simply inappropriate behavior. Right? Rav mangit amanda mekash bebia. Right? Somebody wanted to do Kiddush with Bia, Rav hears about it, Rav would go and give Malkus, meaning that's just simply immoral behavior. Here, it's more than that. Here, you're violating an Issa Torah, if you're violating the Issa of Yichud. Even though it's not a formal law per se, but still, it's Yichud. And so when someone did it in Rav's community, Rav would give Malkus. Ve'ein ostrin ala Yichud. However, even though Rav would give Malkus for Yichud, but let's say it was a married woman who secluded herself with another man, he would not nix the marriage based on the Yichud that she did. What she did was wrong. She secluded herself with another man. She shouldn't have. But for that, Rav would not break up the marriage. The marriage is still still intact. If she is not a sota, she is not a presumed sota, just that she should not have behaved in such a manner. Now, Rav Ashi said that, let me just finish reading. When Rav would give Yichud, that was only when it was Panil Apnuya, when it was a single man with a single woman. However, if it was a married woman who violated the Isra of Yichud, Rav would not give Malkus. Now, if you think about it, it's a little counterintuitive. Meaning a married woman is even a more serious offense. A married woman, she's an erva. So why would that not be Malkus? So Rav Ashi says you have to take another factor into consideration. They have children. If you're giving this woman Malkus for secluding herself with another man, so now that's going to go public, and people are going to think, oh my gosh, she's a woman who sleeps around. She received lashes. Lashes is a public piece of information. She received lashes for sleeping with another man, unbeknownst to the public. She wasn't for sleeping with another man. It was for secluding herself with another man. But again, these things kind of get lost in communication. And now people are going to say regarding their children, the children are mamzerim. So Rav Ashi says, if it was a married woman to seclude herself with another man, he would not give her Malkus. Marzutra Malkia Machris. Marzutra sided with Rav, or Let's say it's simple like that. Mm-hmm. Rav Zutra sided with Rav and would give malchus even to a married woman to clear herself, mm-hmm. and would make a proclamation that these malchus are only for yichud, mm-hmm. and not for having relations with another man. Amalei Rav Nachman mi barhachel Rav Ashi mar nami loki velechris. So he turns now to Rav Ashi and says, "Well, why don't you do that? Why don't you give malchus and make a proclamation?" So the Gemara, so Rav Ashi says, "No, I reject that idea, because if I give malchus and I make a proclamation, sometimes, you know how communication works, people will hear about the malchus, people will not hear about the proclamation. She got lashed for what? For being with another man. Being with another man can mean just simply being with another man, or it could mean being with another man. And a lot of things are going to get lost in translation, lost in communication." And so Rav Ashi says, "No, for a married woman, I'm not going to give malchus, simply because I don't want people to say anything about their children." I'm Rav Malkin Alotova Ashmua. Rav says that if a woman or man goes around with a really bad reputation, a reputation that is earned and people are talking, so for that, Rav will give malchus as well. Shenamar, and where's the source for that? That even for a bad reputation, there should be some form of corporal punishment. The pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, Al bani kilo tova Shmua. Eli hears about some of the behavior of his sons, what exactly his sons did. It's the Gemara in Shabbos. Exactly what they did. I'll leave it at that for now. They did things which weren't good. I'll stop there. Anyway, Eli says to his sons, "Al bani." No, in other words, don't. So Mar Zutra, Mosev la as afsira akatfe umakrele al bani. And Mar Zutra, when somebody went around with a really bad reputation, so basically he would provide the lashes, and he would also read the pasuk in Shmuel, al bani, meaning don't behave in such a manner that is going to where people are going to talk about you. Amar Rabba. The Gemara now continues. So what have we seen so far regarding the Isra of Yichud? We did the Mishnah. We did the discrepancy between Yichud for a man versus Yichud for a woman. For a man, two women is not going to be enough. For a woman, two men would be enough, but they have to be Ksherim. They can't be Prutzim. Okay. That's the and Rav would respond with Malchus Mardus for anyone who blatantly violates the Isra of Yichud. Continuing now, we're in the middle of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, halfway down in the Amud. Amar Rabba, Bala Be'ir, and Choshesh Mishum Yichud. If your husband is in the city, you are not concerned about Yichud. This is one of the most practical heterim regarding the Isra of Yichud, as long as your husband is in town. Take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Nashim, sorry. Rashi is a little bit above where we are in the Gemara. Rashi writes, "Lahalkos de mistafim mi baal hashta asay." So I know this is intuitive, but the way Rashi says it is that at any point in time her husband can walk in, and that's going to create a certain amount of fear in his wife, and therefore there is an allowance for the woman to be alone together with another man, as long as her husband can come in any point in time. That is the way Rashi presents it. The Rambam, when he says over this halacha, says it over a little bit differently. That is good enough reason to have a shiur over the difference between the Rambam and Rashi. That's for another time. But anyway, this is one of the biggest heterim when it comes to yichud, as long as the husband's in the city. Much to discuss in terms of the parameters of this heter, of this allowance. Again, that's cause for another shiur as well. We're going to move on. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pasuch L'Rishos HaRabim Mein Choshesh Mishum Yichud. If the door is open to the Rishos HaRabim, so once again, that's another heter that would allow for Yichud. So in other words, as long as they're in the same room together, but the door is open. Now, on the question of open door, once again, another major debate that takes place amongst the more contemporary poskim, contemporary meaning last 500 years, but a major debate is that does the door physically have to be open, or as long as the door is just simply unlocked and people can come in at any point in time? That is a discussion. But in the meantime, however, just familiarizing ourselves with the Gemara, as long as the door is open, so then there's no issue of Yichud. Rabibi Ikla Labe Rav Yosef, and then the Gemara tells a number of stories. Rabibi goes to the house of Rav Yosef, busted the Kar Chrifta, so they have bread together. Amalu Shkule Draga Mituse Bibi. So now Rav Yosef is going to go out, and leaving his wife together with Rav Bibi. Now, Rav Yosef is not going that far, and so we have now, we're under this heter of Bala Be'ir. Her husband's still in town. But still, what Rav Yosef does is that he makes sure that there's no way that Rav Bibi can get into the same house or in the same floor together with Rav Yosef's wife. So what he did is he took out the ladder. Now, it's a little bit hard to envision exactly how this works, but there was a first floor, there was a second floor, and the way to get from the first floor to the second floor is through a ladder, and so he left Rav Bibi up on the second floor, took the ladder away, so Rav Bibi could not descend to the first floor. And Vaha Amirava Bala Biir and Choshe Mishum Yechud. So Rav Bibi says to Rav Yosef, I don't understand. You're not going that far. You're going to still be in town. There is no Isser of Yechud. Why are you being so extra cautious? Shani Rav Bibi Dishush Binte Have Vigaisi Be. So the Gemara says Rav Bibi was a very close family friend. And being that Rav Bibi was a very close family friend, so Rav Yosef felt that an extra precaution should be put in place so that Rav Bibi doesn't use that familiarity to his advantage. Let's say you have a room within a room. The Gemara presents this construct very often in terms of basically an interior room, an exterior room. And here we're going to be discussing if maybe there's a difference between if the women are in the interior room or the men are in the exterior or vice versa. So, let's say the women are in the interior room, which means that the only way for the woman to go outside is only through the room that the men are in. So ain choshishim mishum yichud. So at that point in time, we're not worried about yichud. However, anashim mebifnim, anashim mebachutz. However, if the men are in the interior room and the women are in the exterior room, choshishim mishum yichud. So then we're worried about yichud, because in order for the men to get out, the men are going to have to go through the women's room, and so therefore it presents a problem. Now the Gemara over here doesn't talk about numbers, doesn't talk about how many women are there. Okay, there's more depth, obviously, to cover in these Gemaras. We're just getting a feel for the Gemaras. Now, in the Braisa, it said just the opposite, where we're going to be more lax when the men are in the interior room and not when the women are in the interior room. So, and Rashi over here explains, the Gemara does not. Rashi over here explains, why should we be more lax if it's the opposite, according to the Braisa? So, anashim b'chutz v'anashim b'fnim, choshishim shami kanesa echad lifnim v'lo yagishu ben chavero anashim, I'm sorry, ben chavero. So, Rashi over here explains, if the women are in the interior room, so maybe what one of the men can do is just simply slip away, kind of just, you know, when no one's looking, move into the interior room, and then he's going to be alone together with the women. Masha Enke, and Rashi continues, Anashim b'fnim v'anashim b'chutz, but if the men are on the inside and women are on the outside, Ein choshishim shema tekanesi lifnim, v'im tekanesi lifnim, lo ichpan landi isha misichadim shnei anashim, v'im echad mehem yotze lebein anashim, ein zeyuchad mistafi shema yetze echad mehem acharav. Look, there's going to be constant traffic from the interior to the outside. So even though there is one man who's currently found himself in the exterior room, but he's not going to do anything because he knows, just like he needs to go from the interior to the outside, so too there's going to be another man right behind him. So Rashi therefore says that would be the svara behind the Braisa. So is there a difference between if there's an exterior room and an interior room between men and women? The answer is yes. But however, the Gemara presents two arguments in the opposite direction, whether or not we could be more lenient one way or another. So Abai says, look, now that we have both ways to say it, so therefore in the as far as the Yisra Yichud is concerned, we're going to be machmir, meaning that we're going to take we're going to err on the side of caution in both. Abaye Dai Gulfe, and now the Gemara talks about various Amaraim and various institutions they made in order to try to maintain more moral standards. Abaye Wood Dai Gulfe, Rashi describes Makam Kvutzos Anashim Nashim O LeDrasha O LeChupa. Let's say there was an assembly, men and women, either for a drasha or for a chuppah. Hayim esader kankanim shel cheres harbei b'neim shim yavo zeh etzal zeh yikashkashu v'yishmei kol. So basically almost like an alarm system of where reeds would be put up, and reeds will also provide a kind of like an alarm system. So yeah, it's a, like a mechitza, a little bit, even more than a mechitza, right? Rava Dayakana. Rava would set up some sort of reeds. So once again, the way Rashi describes it, not only is it to make separation between them, but if you step on top of them, it's going to make a noise. And so...
those are jugs.
Huh?
Not reeds. Jugs.
Oh, jugs.
No,
it's singular. It's person. Oh, kanim. Okay. Okay. Avin sakva deshasa rigla. So the the Gemara finishes off this with an expression, and Rashi explains the expression. The worst time of the year for Yichud and Avera is Yontif. I know, you cannot quote me out of context. Yontif is a disaster. that's what the Gemara says, and Rashi explains. Yontif is a disaster. Re'uah shel yemos hashana liyichud la'avera yemos regel sheish kvutzas anashim anashim l'shmo drasha, because that's the time when everyone gets together. And v'nosim zeim zeh, lot of conversation, lot of socialization. So, and then Rashi just explains, sakva is kamo demesakev luhu l'chamrayu, whatever, it's a thorn in the side. It's not a good time of year, meaning Yontif is a great time of year, but for yichud and socialization and immoral behavior, it's a bad time of year. If you take a look at Tosos over here, Tosos says, Aban Tosos on the Amud. Aban Tosos on it says that there's a minog. I'd say it's prevalent amongst the Ashkenazim. I can't really say that. But there is a source. There are early sources for this minog, and Tosfos brings it down. There was an old Ashkenazic minog to fast after Sukkos, after Pesach, and I guess not after Shavuos. I guess okay, okay, could be. Anyway, and the basis for that is our Gemara right over here. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Let's. Okay, Hanach Shavus Adasal Narada. Captive women are taken to the town of Narada. Askinal Abay Rav Amram Chasida. Taken to the house of Rav Amram Chasida with such a name, one can easily envision that he was a pious individual. Ashkula Darga Mikamayu. So, and what he did is he took the ladder away. So once again, he while they were in Narada, I guess for, you know, just temporary settlement, they're gonna move. But in the meantime, however, so they were in under his care, but at the same time, he also didn't want to violate the Isser of Yichud. So he had them being on the second floor and remove the ladder, a move we've seen now already once before today, remove the ladder so that there would be no issue of Yichud. B'hadad dekach chafechad aminayu nafal nuhura bi'ipuma. So now it just happened to have been that as one of the women were passing over him, so he caught a glimpse, and nafal nahura. It's an expression the Gemara uses. Light fell into the house. Basically, the Yetzer Hara got the best of him. As he saw, he got a glimpse of one of the women that was under his care. Shakli Rav Amram Ladarga Dolahavi Cholam Be'asar Lemidlay. Now, there was a ladder that 10 men normally could not be able to carry. But the Yetzer Hara got a hold of him, and so he picked up the ladder that normally takes 10 men in order to carry. Daya lechude salik v'azel, and he puts the ladder in place, and he's ready now to go up to the second floor so that he could be with one of the women. Okay, kimata lepalga darga. So now halfway up the ladder, so he realizes that he is in battle with his Yetzer Hara. So what does he do? Ifshich ramakala. So he grips the ladder and he lets out a scream. And he screams, Nura Be Amram, there's a fire in Rav Amram's house. So basically, he's telling everyone, fire, fire, so that people would come to his house. Also, Rabbanan Amru Le Kesaftinun. So the rabbis come in and the rabbis saw that there was no fire in the house. And basically, what he was doing, it was a cry for help so that people would come in and he would stop his Yetzer Hara from getting the best of him and ascending up to the second floor. Such a powerful story. Mm-hmm. Now the rabbis come in and the rabbis say to him, Rav Amram, you just embarrassed yourself, and quite honestly, you embarrassed us. Meaning, these are how rabbis behave? right? That you are now halfway up the ladder and route and just and the only way you were able to stop yourself is by calling for help? Like, that's embarrassing. Amr lahu, and this answer, oh, such an answer. Mutaf tichsifu be amram ba alma hadain, velo tichsifu mene la alma da'ase. It's fine. I don't mind being embarrassed in this world. Being embarrassed in this world is nothing compared to being embarrassed in the world to come. And fine, I'll suffer the embarrassment in this world. As long as I don't actually violate the Avera, I'll be embarrassed. Ashbe'e diyanfek mine. So he made a shvua that the Yetzirah would leave him. Nafek mine kamuda denura. Now the Yetzirah leaves him like a fire. So amr le chazi da'at nura va'ana bisra va'ana adifna minach. Now the Yetzirah leaves him that he's a fire. And he turns to the Yetzirah and almost kind of like in a mocking way, he says to the Yetzirah, look, you're fire and I'm just flesh. Meaning, obviously, you're much stronger than me. But meanwhile, in this one instance, I beat you. Now, granted, by the way, what I had to do to beat you, all right, I had to embarrass myself, I had to publicly humiliate myself. Meaning, but when all said and done, right? Wait, I know, it's strange. I beat you. Rav Meir Hayam Esloso is be'over Avera. So Rav Meir used to make fun of those people who violate Averas. Rav Meir basically said, I don't understand. Meaning, what's the big deal? It's your Yetzirah. Okay, deal with it. So Yumachad Idmele Satan ki Isisa Bahakisa Dinahara. So the Yetzirah said to Rav Meir, you really think this is such a small issue? Your Yetzirah, the Satan appears to Rav Meir like a beautiful woman on the other side of the river. Lo Hava Mavra. So Rav Meir at that point in time he got a glimpse. His Yetzirah took hold of him. Now there was no ferry that was able to get him from one side of the river to the other. Nakat mitzvah ka'avar. And so what he did is that there was a rope, and it was really tenuous, but he held on the rope in order to get from one side of the river to the other to be that with that woman. V'ka'avar kimata paga mitzvah shavke. And then halfway across, the Yetzirah kind of like loosened his grip on Rav Meir. Amr ilav de kamachros de berkia yizaru berabi meir visaraso shavisa lidmacha tarte mea. So, and the Yetzirah and the Satan says to Rav Meir, look, I got a warning from upstairs, a message from upstairs saying don't mess with Rav Meir and his Torah. And had it not been the case, I would have reduced you to two coins, meaning you would have been nothing. So in other words, please be careful about making and mocking the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is extraordinarily powerful. Rabbi Kiva yad mislasus bovei aver. Rabbi Kiva would be mislasus bovei aver. Now I know that's super interesting, and I know Rabbi Kiva comes in with a lot of history, and he himself is a Baal Tshuva, and so it's strange that afterwards, he's looking now at the Ovei Avera and he's saying, what's the big deal? Just, you know, just fight your Yetzirah. Anyway, Yumachadid Mele Satan Kisasa, Bereish Dikla. So the Yetzirah appears to Rabbi Kiva like a woman up in a tree, Noctila Dikla, Vekasalik, Ve'alza. Rabbi Kiva now is racing up the tree, Kimatla Paga de Dikla, and he gets halfway up the tree, Shavke, the Yetzirah, the Satan releases him from his grasp. Amar Yimlav de Machrizi, Berekia, Izar, Rabbi Kiva, Sarasso, Shavizalad Machtar. And again, the same line. I got a message from upstairs saying, don't mess with Rabbi Kiva and his Torah. But had it not been for that message, once again, you would have been reduced to two coins. Plimo would say daily, the arrow is right in your eye, Satan. Basically, he said, look, Satan, you're not a big deal. I can easily do away with you. Yumachad, Yumachad Mala Yuma de Kippurah. So it was one era of Yom Kippur. Havi Idmalei Ke'aniya. So the Yetzirah appears to Plimo like a very poor person. Asa Kra Bava Fikulei Rifta. So knocking on the door, so Plimo brings out some bread. Amalei Yuma Ki Ha'idna Kule Alma Gavai Ve'ana Avrai. So now he says to Plimo, look, it's era of Yom Kippur. Everyone's inside, everyone's eating. I'm outside. That's not right. Ailu Vikrivalei Rifta. So let me come in and you'll bring me some bread. So everyone is eating on a plate, and what, I'm just going to be eating by myself? So So he had him come and sit together with him at the table. Shechna. V'kivi alam. So at that point in time now, this Satan had boils basically popping over his body. And he was doing something which was gross at the table, kind of popping the blisters. Amarle Tiv Shapir. So Plimo says to him, "Could you please sit nicely?" Meaning, this is embarrassing at the table. Amarle Havali Kasu. So he says, "Give me a cup." Yavule Kasa. So he brings him a cup. The Achmer Shadabu Kicho Nachrube Saka Umes. So, and then after having drunk from the cup, so he spits in some phlegm into the cup, and then he dies. Shamadavika Amri Plimukato Gavra, Plimukato Gavra. So, and so basically now rumors started circulating that Plimo killed this man. Arak Vitashanafshe Bevesa Kise. So he runs to the Beis Akise in order to hide. And he saw that he was in terrible pain and finally revealed himself to Plimo. And finally the son says to Plimo, "Why do you keep saying that? Why do every day do you start up with me every single day?" So Plimo says, "Okay, fine. I'm going to use this as an educational moment. What should I be saying every day regarding the Yetzirah?" Amar le lema mar rachmana nig arbe besatan. So he says, rather than you saying that you're going to do away with the Satan, you ask help from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you fight your Yetzirah. Let's do a little bit more for this morning. Rabbi Chia bar Ashi Avarago kol idin da hava nafa la ape hava amar harachman yaslanim Yetzirah. Every time he would do Nefilas Apayim after Shemone Esrei, so we do what we call Tachanun. The Gemara here refers to as Nefilas Apayim. So in his Nefilas Apayim, so he ad-libbed a little bit, although my best guess is probably, right, for Nefilas Apayim, there was no standardized text until, you know, sometime more recently, you know, maybe for the last 1,000 years. Anyway, so and he said during his Nepilas Apayim, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, save me from the Yetzirah." Yumachad Shemaseinu Devasayu Amra Michti Hakamashnei Deparish Leminai. So his wife is saying now to herself, "Oh, I don't understand. It's been many years that we've been together. Why? What is he saying? Save me from the Yetzirah." So my time of Kamar Hachi Yumachad Havakagaris Beginu Say. So the one time her husband was learning and in the garden, Kasha Navshe Chalfa Vitanya Kameh, and his wife dressed up really nicely and passed him once and passed him a second time. Amarle Manat. Now he says, "Who are you?" And yes, yes, he's not recognizing his own wife. So Amre Ana Charusa Dehadre Miyuma Miyuma. So she says, "I'm Charusa." Charusa, Rashi says, is the name of a well-known prostitute at the time. Tav'a. So so he propositions her. Amarle Aisini Ala Lahach Rumana Deresh Tzutzisa. So he says to her, she says to him, "So I need a small branch." So the Azal Aisa Nihala, so he fine, he says no problem at all, so he gives it to her. Kiasala Basi have a kashaga divasayu tanura. So now and he does, and he has relations with this woman who he thinks at the time is a prostitute, and then he goes home and he is broken. He's a broken man because right now he thinks at this point in time that he was propositioned and actually had relations with a prostitute unbeknownst to him. It was his wife. So his wife comes home and his wife is heating up the oven. He runs into the oven and basically he's trying now to kill himself. He is broken. He's a broken man. Amalei my high. So she looks at him and she says, "Well, what's going on?" Amalei hachi v'hachi hava maisa. So he tells her, "This is what happened. I was with a prostitute." Amalei ana havai. So she says to him, "That was me." So lo ashkach ba adi avelei simane. And he paid her no attention. In other words, he didn't believe her until basically she told them some very intimate detail and that it was actually her. Amar la ana mi ali isuri chavna. So he says, "Okay, it may have been you, but what was my intention? I was intent on doing an avera. Kol yomav shall also tzedek mitana ashemets bosa misa, and he would fast every day for the rest of his life until he died. Oso amisa, meaning a terrible death. Detanya, the Gemara quotes a brisa, isha aferim v'Hashem yislach la. Okay, well, let's pause over here. Tomorrow we'll pick up on this idea, on this idea of intent on sinning, even though you didn't actually sin. We'll conclude tomorrow. Anyway, today we started the topic of Yichud, the Yisra of Yichud. Very simple parameters were given to us in the Mishnah. Two men with one woman is not considered Yichud. One man with two women is considered Yichud. And from that, a number of discussions we had in the Gemara, the source of the Yisra of Yichud, the distinction between Ksherim versus Prutzim, the Heter, the difference between being in the city versus being on the road, the heter of Bala Be'ir, the heter of Pesach Pasuach, maybe a discussion in the Gemara of interior versus exterior rooms, and then a series of stories the Gemara gives us regarding the power of the Yetzer Hara.